Yud.
So the chachila chafifa is supposed to be samach letfila, chafifa and ion. If a person didn't do chafifa and ion samach letfila, so the mechaber says b'meichol im chafav einat sama yom v'tavav b'layom yomacher also letfila. But the avid, if somebody did not do chafifa and ion right next to letfila, he did on a different day, even though the chafifa b'dika wasn't samach letfila, then you're going to b'diavad, it's going to be okay. How long we said you have up to? How long do you have? We said you have up to 4 days. Like, because we saw that Bingmar says that in a case where yontav 2 days yontav and Shabbos are next to each other, so you have up to 4 days. But after you said you have to check yourself because we get there, you know, you have to check yourself to make sure that there was no chatzitza. And the whole reason why we assume it's okay is because it's based on chazaka. So you have to check yourself. You have to make sure there wasn't any chatzitza. That's only b'shar kalogov. But based on storm, we saw based on storm is more kal. The rabbi brings the raya. The rabbi brings the raya based on more kal. What's the raya? The raya is more says if ma'isav b'shivchas a rabbi, that by b'shivchas a rabbi, that the halacha is that she went to the mikvah and she came and she found a chatzitza. So over the other rabbi brings the raya that she obviously didn't check herself over and beforehand, because if she checked herself beforehand, how she find a chatzitza? Vayis l'chayis, that's only a problem, you find a chatzitza. If you want to find a chatzitza, it'll be okay. Vayis l'chayis, that is a chalik in the gofen based on starim, and that's mechaber paskins about the mishar kol gofen based on starim. Kimin shen tzuchel b'yismayim, im ain't there some kemlech, v'akha ain't there, v'lema tzuchel b'yim, shen tov also tefila. That if she wasn't mayim beforehand, and she was mayim afterwards, so b'di avid, that's going to work, because the based on starim is more kal. Yes, so we said a whole bunch of different mahalchim, why is based on starim more kal? So either because not direct to have a chatzitza, or where did the chatzitza go, or you only need right to be a smay. So that's what we spoke of yesterday. On second, and the Rabbi has another kula. The Rabbi wants to say another kula by Beis Starim. That let's say she wasn't mayim beforehand, and after tefillah she was nisaska, and you found a chatzitza over there. So the Rabbi. She didn't check her mouth, and she took a candy afterwards, and then afterwards he found the chatzitza in her mouth. So now the question is that going to be good or not? So the Ravid says, also, a second kula based on starim. We said based on starim is more kal. We said a whole bunch of the mahalcha, why based on starim is more kal. The Ravid says the second kula in based on starim is that if you weren't ma'ayin, and afterwards you were in this aska, so the Ravid says that we're going to be mekel, mechaber paskins if you base. Based on storm, some kind of she wasn't mine afterwards until she found davachitzes. He found ma'isamin. Tell him lahakol. We could be tell lahakol. Why? Because like we said, based on storm is more kal, and therefore we're going to be meikol. The shach brings on the shittas rekeach, which says that meichatesa. Where does Rabbi get this from? The first din we had right from the Gemara, the case of Shachasis or Rabbi, is mucha from over there. We see that. She went to the mikvah, she had something chutzis bein shena, obviously she didn't check beforehand, so we have a clear raya that if you didn't check, and then it's only a problem because you found something, but if you want to find something, it's okay. Therefore the raya has a good raya from there. But this halacha, that we say the basis of the is more kal, that if you oisik, it's going to work in a situation where you didn't do even beforehand, it's like rekech mechetesa to such halacha, there's no such makar. And the Shach brings down the Rekech, and he's not to the Hachmer that we're not going to be Mekel in that case. What do you say? And what? She didn't do Ian's Makiv. So we'll get that. We'll get that. Now we're talking about Basis Storm. So, Nachmol. So, Mechav has two cools in the Basis Storm. One cool is if I didn't do Ian beforehand, I checked it afterwards, I didn't find it over there or Mekel. That seems to be double muskum and we paskin like. The second kula of the Mechaber, that if you're in the Aska and you found the Dover Chaitzitz, that we're telling Lachal, so that the Shach doesn't like, it means in the Rekech, and he's more night to Lachmer.
I'm
going to repass. We're Machmer, the Rekech. Now the Gemara says, hey, we have a Gemara Nid over here. Yeah. Okay, fine. If you were tovel and you found a davar chatzitza, im samach chafifa tovel in tzach licha v'litfal. If you were samach to the chafifa, you tovel on it to be chayzer v'tovel. Then laugh tzach lachaf v'litfal. So first, last thing Gemara is telling you whether it's samach or not, whether you have to redo chafifa and do tefillah again. Ikadamri im boisim chafa tovel in tzach lachaf v'litfal. If it's telling oisay yoyim, if laugh tzach lachaf v'litfal. Mars may benayik may lisa chafifa tefillah. Nuchav yom litma b'layla. Now Rashi says. Listen to Kama Binin Samach Chafifa the Tefillah and listen to Basi Yoni. As Rashi says, Machlekes in the Gemara, do you need Samach Chafifa the Tefillah? The first lesson is you need Samach Chafifa the Tefillah, and second lesson is you do not need Samach Chafifa the Tefillah. Tosfos says, Loyamar Hacha Patsrachas Samach Chafifa the Tefillah. Tosfos says, no. Everyone agrees that Chachila you need Samach Chafifa the Tefillah. That's my Dapolik. Everyone agrees to that. Taisa says that everyone beside agrees he needs samach chafifa tefillah. The issue over here is b'di'avad what the halacha is. Sometimes we have machlokes. Rashi Taisa's is there machlokes we need samach chafifa tefillah? Rashi says that's the two listeners are arguing. Do you need samach or not? Taisa says about everyone knows you need it. Just the machlokes is b'di'avad what's going to be the halacha or not. How do we paskin? So Mechaber paskins chafa. She's mine. She's a chafifa v'tavla v'lisa namsa davachitzis. In b'toich oina shechafa tavla in tzich tefillah cheres. We'll have tzich tefillah cheres. If it was the same oina, so then the halacha is yoni na tefillah. Then we'll have. If it wasn't the same oina, then you're gonna have to have another tefillah. The shach brings down. Yesh poiskin mechag mit toich oina and bein samach atfila loy shan chiva samach atfila and tzilach sa lifol and lav tzilach sa lifol v'chin tas arayvid v'chalik sa toibu gersov yesh lach mekishtei deyos good, so the shach passes yet v'machim mekishtei deyos. So the pesach of the mechaber is that if she went to the mikvah and afterwards she found the davar, he found a something which is chetzis, you're going to need two things every time. You have to have it was oisei oina and also it was samach. You have both of them, so then you're okay. If you don't have Oisei Aina and it's not Samach, then you're going to have to be Machmer. What? No, the Shach. Shach says Yesh Machmer Kishtei Deis. And therefore, if you have both Samach and Oisei Aina, then you're okay. If it's not, then it's not okay. How much is Samach? Oisei Aina is very easy. Was it night, day, whatever it is? That's very easy to figure out. The question is, what's the gather of Samach? The steam is about Samach sounds like close. How close? Doesn't say.
3 hours?
45
minutes?
No. The bar sounds like close. It doesn't say like how long. Like, you know, everybody's on summer. Close. The Das Torah brings down. The Reim says 2-3 hours. It says, if it's Sarkim in Nayan Lai. What? The Kabbal? Yeah. Kabbal and the Kabbal. And that also goes into the gather of. That also goes into the gather of summer. The stomachs of everyone else. I don't know. It's like close. What's close? I don't know. Not exactly clear exactly what the gather is. 3 hours, I wouldn't think. It wouldn't be a Urayim, what do you think? What would be close?
At least an hour.
What? Half hour. Like, close, Baruch. But 3 hours definitely is a. Definitely is a kula. Urayim says, the Kabbalah and the Kabbalah, but that's going to be the gather of Salah. Michael, 3 a.m., sorry. Kilimbazah. So because it has to be Oisei Oina, and also it has to be Samach. L'maisa, you always have, I mean, the Mechaber holds really is telling Oisei Oina every single time. It's here for that, right? Mechaber is telling Oisei Oina. So let's say she did Chafifa 6 o'clock at night. She went to Mikvah 11 o'clock at night. No, 8:30. So L'maisa, you have Oisei Oina. You don't have Samach. Okay, so we start after Reim. And it's going to be okay. Now, if it's not going to be Samach, it's Mukha, you have to go back to the Mikvah. Not only you have to go back to the Mikvah, you also have to do another Chafifa. The question is, why do you have to do another chafifa? You did a chafifa already. So the person did a chafifa, and then they found the chatzitza. So why is that mechayev the person to go ahead and do another chafifa? The person did a chafifa already. And what? What's he said at Dabra? So the couple of mahalchim and achrayim and nafka minas. So one mahalchim can say is that vice choice of first chafifa wasn't good. I found a chatzitza. Obviously, I didn't do a good job. So if we didn't do a good job, that kills the chafifa, and then we're going to have to do a chafifa again. As the Torah goes, that being that I didn't do a, being that I found a problem, that's much more chafifa is no good, and if I have to go ahead and do another chafifa. The Lechem Simmel just says the reason I have to do another chafifa is because we always want some chafifa tefillah. We always want to be together. So being that we're sending her back, there's always a chila should be samach. So go ahead and do it again.
Even within 3 hours?
Then it's already samach. And I was talking about where you're saying.
It's still samach.
Say there. Then what happened?
So
if it wasn't Isayana, you mean?
Isayana an hour later.
So then you don't, the Mechabas passing was halacha? Nothing. Samach. Then you're okay, right? Mechabas passing, right? We're talking about when you're machik it, right? So we're saying you have to go back to the mikveh and also do another chafifa. Why have to do another chafifa? Because it's supposed to be samach. It's supposed to be called.
Well,
there's a whole mile to get the mile samach and nechnami. If you have the mile samach, then nechnami, it would not be considered. We want samach and nechnami. We want both, whatever it is. So we're trying to get both. Therefore, if you machik it, go ahead and do it again. Let's say I can't do it again. So we're going to have to discuss that. Let's say Lo Shabbos. We're just trying to get the Maila L'Chachila of Samach. And not Be'etzim that... It's not going to say. It's not Be'etzim your Chafif is bad. Be'etzim B'Yisrael, maybe Chafif was okay. Just we always want a Maila of Samach if we want to do it again. Let's say I can't go ahead and do it because it's Lo Shabbos or something like that. I can't get that Maila. So maybe can say, I'm not going to need another Chafifa. And last Malach, the Chachal Mizan from the Prisha, that when you toivel in cold water... So the cold water we saw in Sabeis, like cold water causes your hair to get tangled up, causes katzitzas, and being that I was tevel in cold water, therefore... Then it won't be a problem. Okay. Being that I was tevel in cold water, so the cold water is goes ahead and messes up your hair. Being that you tevel in cold water messes up your hair, therefore that's going to mess up the chafif, and you have to be chafif again. So we have three reasons why. Let's chazov again. One is we always want to get samach. Two is the cold water messed you up. Three is the Raya Chafifa wasn't good. So what's nafkamina? It's on a normal time, so just do it again. What's the big deal? I mean, it's a big deal, but not a big deal. Do it again. Shabbos, Friday night. Friday night, you found a chitzitza, and b'chavtza, it's not going to be summer. It's not going to be oisayayina, because it was in the day. You always do Chafifa during the day. It's not going to be oisayayina. The question is Friday night. What's going to be a lock in that type of situation on Friday night? So it's totally in the reasons. If you know the reason is out to the chachil of getting samach, but bad some is okay, so what's going to be halacha? You're okay. If you hold the problem was that the cold water messed you up, so depends. If you went in a cold mikvah, then echanami, that's going to mess you up. If you went in lukewarm or warm, then it's not going to mess you backwards. You go lukewarm or warm, then it's not going to mess you up. So Pasha Tali, what type of mikveh you went into.
Keeping for a couple seconds will tingle.
So that's the taina. That's what Chazon says. Like, mecha teisa. Doing chafif in cold water messes you up. But 1 second, mecha teisa. That's what Chazon says. That's the taina in the pre-show. If the reason is that it wasn't good chafifa, like the city of Tyre, we see you messed up, you missed it, and you weren't doing a good job. So then, El Chanami, Friday night, you have a problem. We killed your chafifa. Being that we killed your chafifa, then Friday night you're going to be stuck. Because chafifa wasn't good, you can't do it. So Chazan is like this. He says like this: if you found it, he makes like some of the bits here. If you found it on the body, and she went to the mikveh in lukewarm or warm water, so he says on Friday night we'll let her go back again. Why? Because he's just cutting with the reasons. Also, lechem v'sim was only chachila; it's not going to be ma'akev. If the reason is also cold water, so the ma'ase if you went lukewarm, it's not going to be a problem. And might be have the problem of city tie that you messed up the chafifa. So he says depends where you found it. If you found it on your arm, so why should I say messed up her hair? Like, why should we assume that?
That's the Sidra Tainer.
What?
That's the Sidra Tainer, just like I didn't do it well in one.
Right, round. Okay. Right. So he's saying that he's making a pshar, that if I find it on my hair.
For the Sidra Tainer?
This is how he's machriya. If I find it on my hair, so then we say, okay, so obviously your chavifa wasn't good, therefore we're going to say there's nothing to talk about. If you find it on the rest of the body, so then over there, you're not going to have to be machmer, and therefore over there, if you went in hot, cold water, it's not so, he says, a problem. If you went in lukewarm water, or hot, then lamaisa would not be considered a problem. If what?
Now I have to go back to the
mikvah. So you have to push the mikvah off to my Shabbos.
Why?
If you, If it's on your hair,
or you want.
Okay, when you gotta go, you gotta go. Fine, gotta go.
Do you have to do a full chavitah?
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Do it quickly.
Because you did Erev Shabbos. Okay, it might go quicker, like Erev Shabbos. Like, did Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos, do it again. My Shabbos quicker. Now, this is all Rav Yishayin. The Rambam learns the Gemara differently. The Rambam learns that Mamana Shach, you always have to go back to the mikvah. This is very important. The Rambam says you always have to go back to the mikvah. The Shabbos, we have to do another chafifa on that. So the Rambam is very important. You went to the mikvah, you found a chatzitza. The Rambam says you got to go back to the mikvah. Always go back, no matter what. The nidin is if you were samach and aisa'ina, you have to do another chafifa. If you're not samach aisa'ina, then you have to do another chafifa. But the mikvah, every time you have to go back. What do you say? Samach and aisa'ina. As to be samach and aisa'ina, then you only need a chafifa. Why is chafifa different than tefillah? The Rambam says tefillah, we always send you back. Chafifa depends on what happened. What's the difference?
The berais.
Well, so why in the chafifa not? We have a suffix. We don't know when it was. Before or after the mikvah. Pasuk that tefillah is the rice, so we're gonna have to send you back. We're thinking chafifa is only takana derabana. So we have a suffix. Maybe on, if we have a suffix with mistaver that it came afterwards. I did it samach and oisayina. So therefore, we're gonna say the kapa chafifa. We're gonna be make up a kapa tefillah, which is a silent derice. Gives you to of we mach, meaning have to go back to the mikvah. So going according to the Rambam, comes that every single time your wife goes to the mikvah, she comes back, she finds a chetzitza. What's the halacha?
Go back to the mikvah.
What?
Go back to the mikvah.
You have to go back to the mikvah. Listen, no matter what. If it's a mitzvah, makbid beseder. But if it's a mitzvah makbid, then she has to go back. And we're not going to say that it came afterwards.
What do you say
if it's a mitzvah?
Even a saska?
What? What do you say? Say it's ikri deraisa or cheska sister. Say that. But. So come out every single time, unless you're able to say positive that was beforehand. Whenever there's some type of suffix, it'll come out. According to Rami, he's always going to have to go back to the mikvah. How do we paskin? The Sidrei Torah brings down, and the Chashev Yaakov says, if it's efsher bekal to be choishes for the Rambam, you should choishes for the Rambam. So she went to the mikvah, she came back. He did chafifa oisayina, and right before she came back, she found something. If you're not sure when it came, so then you're going to have to send it back to the mikvah, and the psak of the Sidrei Torah, Chashev Yaakov, Chachas Adam, it's efsher bekal to go back, then you have a chiyuv to go back. In most cases, if it's a mira makbid, you're going to end up having to go back according to the Rambam. What? Efshe b'kal. What? What'd I say? Not so difficult.
It's 20 shekels.
What'd I say? What'd I say? What?
Florida,
no, it's definitely the Rambam, you know, the Kohen Reb passing, you're supposed to go back to the mikvah. What?
It's a 10-minute cab ride, yeah.
What'd I say? So, how often do you take him in a cab ride? Whatever. But depending on. No, in terms of you're supposed to travel 18 minutes to get a minion. So, the shayla is what's called 18 minutes? Is it by walking? Is it by taking a tustus, so those things called? Taking a cab? Is it taken by electric bike? Or taking an airplane? So, Vyashi said, depends on how you travel. You know, if you take a tag, you have no problem taking a taxi every time you go, whatever. So then, yeah, of course, you have to take a taxi. If the gather is that you don't do it, and then it's totally how you walk. So you want to know if it's 20 minutes away, so what would be if fill in the blanks, and you know that would be the gather.
What about missing nighter?
What do you say? Fine. Now this is all if she was not. You're supposed to go back to the mikvah. Okay, this is all when it's not Nisaska. Now, if she was Nisaska, so the Gemara Chulin says, Tavol v'olsa, she found a chatzitza, that she went to mikvah, she finds chatzitza, it's a problem, unless she says, Borili, then I know 100% that it wasn't there beforehand. That's the Gemara says. She goes to mikvah, she finds chatzitza, it had to be Borili, that it wasn't there beforehand. So Taisus and Rishonim ask, so why is it different? Arsig is saying, I say chafifa, I say zman. You don't, you're okay. And that Gemara says that If you go to the mikveh, find a chatzitza, you have to be 100% sure. Why? If you did a chafifa, an eon samach, passes, you don't need that. So according to the Rambam, the kasha doesn't start. The Gemara Chulin to the Gemara in Nida. The Gemara in Nida is talking about the chafifa, that was eisa, eino, or samach, to chafifa. The Gemara Chulin is talking about the tefillah. Every single time you have to go to tefillah, unless you're barili, mashin chafifa, if it's eisa, eino, or samach, then you don't have to go back. So according to the Rambam, the kasha doesn't start. The Shah is going to the Abishayim. How do you stem the two gemaras? So Tosfos says a couple of mahalchim. What mahalchim says maybe Tyrus were more machmir and a chenami. Lebayla oisayinah samach maybe be enough. And dealing with Tyrus, so we're going to be more machmir and imvi be nasaska. You have to be machmir unless it's going to be barley and Tyrus is going to be more machmir.
Nasaska after
even nasaska gemaras. I feel nasaska. I just turn my barley. Maybe more machmei tyrus, much taken over here. We're not going to be machmei. The problem is the Rajba brings down that if somebody is in this aska, the Chaver brings down. This is talking about where you were in this aska. In this aska, bein tefila the bedika, ain't talk tefila cheres. Shni tola oisa mishin this aska ba. You say that you were tola oisa mishin this aska ba. The Chaver paskins that if you did a chafifa not samach tefila, and afterwards she was in this aska. So Mechaber passes like passes the Rajba that the pshat is that thing I did a chafifa and the chafifa batsam was good. Elmai it wasn't samach. If afterwards I was in this aska and that thing I could go ahead and be toila. Why could be toila? Because I have a right to be toila because I was in aska. That's how the Mechaber passes. What's the makar? So Beisayis wants to say it's the first Tyrus of Tosfos. So the Bargali says a fakert. If anything, first Tyrus of Tosfos would be a right fakert. The Bargali says the makar for the Mechaber is going to be, it's going like the Shitas, that the Gemara Chulin is dafka le Tyrus. That's what we say, that even this ask after you machmer till you barili. Mashenkein, by nida more makel. Being there more makel, by nida, therefore, if you did a chafif and it wasn't some of the tefillah, and you're in this aska, then you're able to go ahead and be makel. That's going to be makar the Mechaber. The Shach is chilek. He says, "The mice of all the traditions of Jerusalem are not like that." The Rambam is not like that. Rambam says you have to have barley, and therefore the Shach is chilek. And Shach says the only time you can make it when this aska is dafka if there's going to be a barley. If it's not going to be barley, then therefore you're going to have to be machmir, and you're going to have to go. You're going to have to go back to the mikvah. All right, so this is Masader. There's a lot of different pratim over here. We'll try to be Masader. If a lady didn't do Iyan or Chafifa, what's halacha?
Go back.
She did a Chafifa Iyan, not Samach L'Tefila. And afterwards, she checked and there's nothing there. What's halacha? Okay. Based on Starm, you didn't do Iyan or Chafifa before, and you checked afterwards, you found, and there was nothing there?
Fine.
Check afterwards, you found something over there?
Go back.
So the Mechaber says, if you're in this Aska, you're okay. Shach is Machmer, that like Rekay, you don't have to. If you did a chafif and Ian samach l'tefila, went to the mikvah, classical case, she came back and she found a chesitza. Aisa'ina and samach, you found a chesitza. What do we do?
Go back to Makamash.
But Makamash, the Mechaber first says you don't have to, then he's on the Rambam, Makamash, sure you have to go back. Friday night, if you can't go back, mikvah's closed, we can make all. But beside, if the mikvah is open, then Avada, you're going to have to go back. Right, fine. Sorry. Let's say it was not samach and you nisaska. What's the halacha?
Ooh.
It wasn't samach, and you nisaska afterwards. What?
She said bari and Raja's makel.
What? Chaver's makel on the shach is machmer. They can eat. They have to have barley. So kids on. So you're gonna have to have barley. And being that you have to have barley, then unless you're 100% sure, then...
Isn't every Ian the bari?
So that's a nidan. There is a mashmois in the Rajba that if you did a chafifa, and then you did Ian samach, so then you're pretty... Then it could be that's considered like a barley. You know, what's considered barley? There's nothing in this world which is absolute, which is 100%. You don't know anywhere. Barley means you're pretty convinced. You're basically very, very convinced that it wasn't there. So she went to the mikvah. And then she came back home, and then afterwards she finds something on her toes, right? She checked the toes right beforehand. So if she's positive, it was not there, but she has to make it because I checked it. So then it's okay. That's a barley. But many times she's not going to be willing to say she's barley. She doesn't know. She says, I'm not sure. I don't know. What?
We don't have the chashash emily in the
what do you say? Depends. If she's willing to say, I'm sure, so then that's considered a barley. So then that's considered a barley. But most of the time she's not going to be sure. Most of the times, the rough times she's not going to be sure, and rough times she's going to have to go back just because she's around them. That in as much, even though I say, you know, even though it's samach, but the ma'isa she's not going to be barili. And Rambam holds, you have to go back. So for most scenarios, if it's going to be in a makbid, the pashas is that she's going to have to end up having to go back. Be in a makbid. If it's going to be in a makbid, then... Just check if they're there. Right? If you check, even Rambam, if you check afterwards, it's going to have to be... Yeah, it has to be barley. Because Gemara Chulin says, Tavu v'ol seven insult of a chaitzis. Right.
Is there
going to
be a difference in the case
of
the Rambam if you're Soymah?
What? That what you say?
If what? Is there going to be the Rambam a difference in the case where you're Soymah v'fila tefillah or not, and you're Isaac afterwards?
You're Soymah v'fila tefillah.
You just said that if you're not, okay. If you're Rambam again, there's going to be a chalik if you're Shach and Rambam. What if you're Soymah?
If you're Soymah, it's in the Mechaber, it's Mekel Kastamzoi. Because Samach Isoni, you never have to go back to the mikvah. The Rambam is always going to be Machmer unless you're Barley. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. About. Even if you're Samach and even the Saska, you have to be Barley. The Gemara says, Kulin, Tavav, Asim, Slav, Chaitis. Even the Saska, Ashatama Barley. If you learn that Gemara is not Tama, the Tyrus. It's not about Nida. So it's a clear, it's a Gemara, right? Gemara says, you go to the mikvah, you find the Chatzitza, unless you are Barley 100%, you have to go back to the mikvah. So if you learn that Gemara is not talking about Daphne Tyrus, it's also Nida. So open Gemara, you always have to go back unless you're basically 100% barley. If you're not 100% barley, then and Chlam, you're going to have to go back.
Sure.
What?